2019 has been a big year for climate activism, and the global movement has been largely led by young people. 18-year-old Leandra Mira of Upper St. Clair has been the face of Pittsburgh's climate strikes. On a recent Friday, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis caught up with Mira in front of the City County Building downtown.
I'm very fortunate that the other strikers will bring blankets and towels some weeks.
It's a chilly afternoon, and Leandra Mira is showing me how she keeps warm on her days sitting on the steps in front of the City County Building.
And bundle up and bring hand warmers sometimes even.
Mira has sat out here every Friday from about noon to 4 p.m. since May 30th. There are usually about a dozen other people with her, but that changes week to week. She says she's come even when she's had the flu.
I still went because I just feel this sort of like, this is like my baby and I like can't not go, you know?
Climate strikes are a global phenomenon. They began with Swedish teen Greta Thunberg sitting outside her country's parliament with a sign that read, "School Strike for the Climate." Students in Sweden and around the world joined in, and a movement called Fridays for Future was born. Mira says she started striking in May in large part because of an abundance of cases of Ewing sarcoma, a rare bone cancer, in southwestern Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has said the 27 cases are not indicative of a cancer cluster, though it will study if fracking is tied to the issue. Six cases in the past decade were in one Washington County school district.
Every article that I read, it was sort of like an obsession, I guess. A lot of the cases were kids in high school, and I'm also in high school. And thinking about the fact that I don't want to live in a world where a zip code kind of determines your lifespan.
At the end of September, an estimated 4,500 strikes took place in more than 150 countries. Many were led by students. Mira was a key organizer of the September 20th event in Pittsburgh, which drew an estimated crowd of 1,000. She says she was blown away by how many people came.
It felt like you would speak for a couple of minutes and then look at the crowd again, and it would have doubled in size. So it went from like 200 people to 400 people to then 600 people, and it just kept growing and growing.
At the climate strike, there were calls for Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto to take a stand against the still under construction Shell ethane cracker in Beaver County, which will make plastic from the region's natural gas. While Peduto has no jurisdiction over the plant, the mayor did recently come out against additional petrochemical development in the region. This prompted Republicans and fellow Democrats to denounce his statement. Mira says she doesn't want to credit Fridays for Future with Peduto's stance, but she hopes it gave him a push.
I think that the movements that are happening in Pittsburgh right now are absolutely amazing. There's definitely an energy that I feel that more people care about the environment and care about the climate crisis. I think that Mayor Peduto and his team feel that too.
Mira says after the big September strike, there were a couple of weeks where about 50 people joined her on the steps of the City County Building. That number has gone back down to about a dozen. Mira says she's worried about what would happen to the movement if she didn't come every week.
It sort of feels like its success is completely on my shoulders in a way where I haven't missed a Friday in 6 months, and I have my friends always tell me, like, miss a Friday, it's fine, you're fine. And it's just sort of like this fear that the one time I drop the ball or the one time I don't go, it'll just like fall apart.
While Mira says she feels uncomfortable being labeled as a climate action leader, she plans to keep coming every Friday to strike for climate action for as long as she's in Pittsburgh. Once she finishes her high school courses, she plans to take a gap year for activism. Eventually, she wants to become a marine biologist. The next global climate strike is Friday at 1 p.m. And of course, Mira will be there on the steps of the City County Building. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.